Extract 10. Sex education in schools.
But you're teaching at a grammar school, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, what do you think about sex education? Do you think that it... I mean, there's been a great hoo-ha about it recently, hasn't there? And about a film that was made and so on. And what are your views on it?
I find that with so many of these problems, marriage, sex education, as soon as you try and make it a sort of formal lesson, the whole thing falls flat. You know, if you have a period, we used to have one called discussion groups, and you were landed with 12, 16 boys in a room, and there you were, you were supposed to discuss. Could be anything. But it was so difficult, it was so artificial. Whereas teaching something like English, of course, a lot of these subjects come up fairly naturally, and you can discuss them in the context of a class when they arise. And usually, then it becomes much more satisfactory.
I quite agree with that. I mean, it's a wide, sort of open-ended subject, English, isn't it? But the trouble is, it does depend on the teacher, because there are some teachers who just won't. I mean, as far as they're concerned, that they're doing a text. You know, I mean, they may be reading something by Shakespeare, and that's it. There's no question of extending it in any way.
No.
And also, they have their own inhibitions about talking about sex. I mean, they're just not frank about it.
Yes.
I must say, I tend to be. I mean, I do talk quite openly to my pupils, which is a little daring of me because the situation in Cyprus is different from here. I mean, people are a bit narrow in that respect. You know, they don't like people to talk about it too openly. But I do, because I think it's important. But the trouble is that that's not really systematic in the sense that I do it, but how many people, how many other people do it, you see?
Yes, it's an enormous problem, actually, because as soon as you start to make a special thing about it, then immediately... I think you're creating the wrong atmosphere, especially for sex. Because as soon as it becomes special, then it's giving them, in a sense, the wrong attitude.
Yes.
You know, this
is
something...
Yes, they're concentrating on it.
Yes.
Yes.
This is something that we've got to look at in a particular way. Or, you know, it's controversial. Whereas, if it could be taken as part of ordinary discussion, or part of life, if you like, makes it sound a bit pompous, but... you know, if it can be taken as just part of the general day-to-day norm, then it's going to be much healthier. But as soon as you start to make a speciality of it, either by ignoring it or by particularly discussing it, I think you're going to create an unnatural attitude towards it.
Yeah, I think you are.
It's very awkward. It's difficult, mind you, with a class of 30-odd. Occasionally with a second form, you get, you know, well, we'll have a debate. What do you want to talk about? And this is something I usually spend one lesson arranging what they want to talk about and then tell them to go away and think about it, and we have the discussion a later lesson. And often enough, round about the second form, oh, sex before marriage, so, or just sex, or sex instruction, or should sex be taught in schools, you know? And I say, all right, we'll talk about it. And they don't know what they're going to say, and they don't really know what they're going to talk about at all. But you've got a whole lot of different attitudes there. You know, as soon as it comes up, that there's about half a dozen little boys who are perhaps a little younger than the others, or who come from different backgrounds, who don't want to talk about it, and who are rather shy and a bit frightened of it. Whereas you've got other little boys who are decidedly adventurous and probably know a bit as much about it as I do. And you've got this enormous disparity. And it's difficult to strike a balance, because in a sense, if you talk, if you like, as frankly as the more open little boys about it, then you're closing the others up even more. The shyer ones are getting more and more nervous about it, in fact, and you're creating barriers for them.
But
whereas if you talk about it on their level or try and help them, then the others are reacting against it. It's most peculiar.